Oh my God, here we are.
Here we are.
Guys, I don't know what is in the air today, but we have so much energy.
We're in Funky Town.
We are in Funky Town right now. And better yet, we've got two girlies mic'd up today.
Woo!
We've got Jenna again, but then we also have our first actual guest, Sydney.
What's up?
Yes.
Woo! Give it up for Sydney. Yeah.
Sydney is a longtime friend.
Yep. She is here in the building.
For 36 hours.
Approximately 36 hours. No more, no less.
God, I mean, wait till I convince you to stay longer. It'll be a little bit more.
No, I have to go to work. Caitlin, I have a job.
Dude, please, I will pay you to stay here.
Like, will it meet, like, what I was going to make at work?
Yeah.
I'll
give you like a $10 tip.
I will pay you.
I just want her to not leave.
It's kind of convincing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
It's a good deal, but...
How many dollars an hour?
Whatever she makes.
I don't make much an hour, but I do make good tips. So you're going to have to...
I'll tip you. I'll be the tipper.
Me paying someone to hang out with me.
Yeah, that's really sad, dude.
This is kind of depressing,
Are you okay?
I think so. Well, yeah. So Sydney's here because I've been having a chaotic ass week. Honestly, I'm not going to get into it. We're going to keep it super vague, but... I just needed a girly to, you know, hang out with for a few days that wasn't going to leave my side and that I could pay to hang out with me.
She did do that. She sent me money for a flight.
I did. I was like,
wait,
I need
did
your
you
ass.
Actually?
Swear to God.
Well, because I was going to book it. It was like $150 and then it went up $100. And I was like, hey, dude, like, I don't know if I can come. It went up $100. And she just Apple paid me $100 on the spot.
Didn't say anything else.
Didn't like, respond.
No text, no words, no nothing. Just Apple pay $100.
Well, that's when you know she's in desperation, right?
Yeah. I was like hesitant at first because I was like, is this a good idea just because I'm going through shit. But then I was like, you know what? I'm going to wait a minute to give her a clear answer. But I know that by doing that, the flights are probably going to go up.
Yeah.
So I just accepted that and was like, you know what? If they go up, I'll just fucking pitch
it. Because I was ready to book it right when you said it. And it was $150. I could afford that.
Yeah.
$250, a little bit out of my price range.
Yeah. I got you, dude.
Yeah. And here I am.
Here you are.
What a homie.
I know. You're truly amazing. And now
you're... She came right when you landed from Hawaii last
night.
Yesterday. Literally.
She got on that. She hopped on the first flight that she saw to come.
I literally flew the most random airline, too. Like, it was not even an airline I had flown.
Wasn't it Alaska?
It was Alaska Airlines, yeah.
I love Alaska.
I bought Alaska's Wi-Fi and it didn't work.
The Wi-Fi sucks on Alaska.
You can't I'm going to email them and ask for my money back.
No, call them. Emailing will get you nowhere.
Okay.
With airlines. Are
you've
you
never been on Alaska before?
No. Was it like, I feel like it's like Spirit Airlines. Is
what?
It not?
I guess. That's like the only cheap flight from here to Medford, Oregon.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't
so that, I always use Alaska.
They have pretty good flights out of Minneapolis too, which is why I hopped on. But I've never flown it before.
Was it a crazy experience?
And no, there was like literally such bad turbulence at one point. I literally texted Caitlin. I'm like, I think the plane just did a flip. Like, everyone was like holding on for dear life. And I'm like cracking up texting Caitlin. I'm like, this is crazy.
People were like sobbing. The guy next to you was trying not to like hold you. Because he knows that y'all are about to die.
I love turbulence. Is that weird?
What?
Dude, I don't know. It's so fun. I like roller coasters. So like same thing, right?
I love. No.
I mean, no, not at all. No.
Oh, okay. I'll just shut up. It's fine.
You actually enjoy it?
Yeah, it's just kind of exciting.
I'm but like, you're woo! Like, life is at risk. Like, you're in limbo right there.
Yeah, so I don't really think about it that way. I'm just like, that's I'm on a fun I'm... ride.
So that's right. A really healthy,
that's a good coping mechanism.
Thanks,
for me,
guys.
I'm like, oh my God, it's it.
I'm like waiting for the oxygen mask to just
I am
fall
waiting
down.
For the tunnel from me to go to God.
Oh my
like,
God.
I'm waiting to like face God.
The bright
be
white
like,
light.
Okay, let's go over everything that I did in my lifetime. I'm like, what am I going to say to God right now? Like, that happens every time I get turbulence. I'm like, okay, it's happening.
You think about that. I think about being at Six Flags.
We're on two very different ends of the spectrum.
Yeah,
right now.
Clearly.
Oh my God, dude.
But you were also texting me that plane that you were on was basically me as a plane. Can you please explain that?
Okay. Okay, so I got on the plane,
whoa.
And as I'm, like, walking down the, like, whatever, the hallway,
yeah,
it was runway. Covered in Toy Story decorations. And the plane itself was just, like,
wait,
Woody and Buzz. No, like, God sent me to Caitlin.
It was the...
What?
It was, like, painted on the outside of all the Toy Story
yeah,
characters.
You know when they wrap the planes? It was, like, the Pixar Pier. I think they're promoting... the reopening of Disneyland, and it just says Pixar Pier on the end, and
there was like a cute little alien from Toy Story on like the
wings.
So it looked like it was like holding on for dear life, but then it gets even crazier because they're handing out bottles of water and everyone got a Dasani bottle of water. They hand me a water bottle and it says Hawaii and it's a palm tree on it. Hawaii. I'm not joking. Water. Literally a Hawaii water bottle, but everyone else got Dasani.
Wait, you're kidding.
My two personality traits in one.
Disney and Hawaii. So God was like, you were meant to go to Caitlin.
What? Here you go.
You're on your way for 36 hours.
Don't you worry.
Enjoy it.
That is not just a coincidence, dude, because you landed from Hawaii yesterday and you were coming. Whoa.
So strange.
And Disney, yeah.
Holy shit. It was hard for me. God. I want to be on a fucking Toy Story plane.
Right?
That's dope.
Did it say an Alaskan Airlines flight? Yeah.
Did it say Disneyland on the plane?
You know, I don't know. I was like too far away, but it had all the characters of Toy Story.
It said That's Pixar cute. Pier. Oh, I swear they're like, promoting
Disneyland.
They had Disneyland.
Like Pixar Pier, now that you say that. Like they had it like in the plane too, but I didn't know what they were promoting. I just thought I got lucky.
That's so
you did get lucky, that's for sure.
I got on the Caitlin Ray flight to LA.
Oh, the Caitlin Ray private jet that wasn't private so private. But everyone else was on.
They only had middle seats when I booked. The only things left were middle
seats.
No.
And how long was the flight?
I had to go to Seattle, so it was like 3 hours and then 2 hours to LA. So like 5 hours in a middle seat.
Oh, you're a fucking tripper.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You can't do anything.
I can't think of
seat.
One other person I'd get on a middle seat for.
Thank you. God. Hey, I appreciate it so much.
And this is why she's our first guest.
Exactly. Yeah. She would get best. A middle seat.
Two.
And you know what?
Well,
I rewarded
her
four. With Illy Pizza last night.
Did you?
I did. I got my first bite of Illy Pizza because it's not in Minneapolis.
Yep, not yet. Sorry, dude.
We're working.
One day, I'll be the first customer there.
But hey,
how was it?
It was really good.
It's bomb.
The mozzarella sticks, also unreal.
So good.
I'm going to have to try the pineapple one tonight after we go out to dinner. I think I'm going to need a snack.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do the pineapple pizza.
There you go, baby.
I'm so down.
Yeah.
Just Hawaii-themed everything.
Everything. I didn't even know that you're going to be wearing, like, cute, you know, springtime.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to a Hawaii-themed restaurant after this. So I was like, let me just put
That's where Caitlin's at. She just got back from Hawaii, and we're going to a Hawaii-themed restaurant after.
I'm clearly not ready to accept that I'm back here. So I've got the little hibiscus earrings in.
Your fucking story, not yesterday, but the night before, you're like, dear God. It was on your close friends. It was like, dear God, the last place I want to be right now is LA. I can't believe that I have to go back right or like tomorrow morning. And I'm like,
oh, dude, I am just at my happiest out there. Like,
before we get into all this.
You
Let's
need
cheers,
to,
brother.
Yes.
Because we keep forgetting, sweetie.
And we're going to remember this time. Sydney.
Oh, get your drinks.
I already
up.
Took my shot. I Jenna. Took my shot.
Everyone. Have a drink this time.
Yes. Ladies, look at us all drinking.
Oh, is there not
it's
a
after
camera
6
on
p.m.
Her. Jenna's got her thing.
I have for audio listeners, or what is it? Video listeners? What
audio.
You
video.
Yeah, audio listeners.
Or video, I guess.
Well, I don't know.
Both.
Anyway, I'm drinking alcohol.
6.7.
Drink 6.7.
Cheers. Long distance cheers. Love that.
Fuck.
Oh,
I was like, why do you need a chaser? I didn't realize you were doing a whole shot.
I can't believe you're taking another one. I almost lost my life on the first one.
Lost my life.
It's my last day before I have to go home.
Okay.
And I Ubered here. Let's get lit.
I know. Here we go.
I'm having a good day. Actually,
Well, yeah. Can you go into that, please? You said you'd tell me at the podcast, so.
Did I just fuck up the way the rug looks on the camera?
Yes, okay. All right. What is that look you're giving me?
Just annoyance.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, mixing water.
Just so my mouth doesn't crust up on the sides from dehydration.
Yep.
Basically, I'm going home tomorrow to Oregon. I've talked about it before. And I'm so excited, nervous. But, like, I always want to make sure that I look my cutest.
Yeah.
Right? My hair's looking crusty these days. My extensions are growing out because I got the beads. And also because I bleached my hair and my hair lady just put toner or like brown toner on top of it. The bleach is starting to creep through. And so I was like, fuck, I got to get a touch up. So I booked this appointment with my hair lady and she is the most busy bitch ever. She just managed to squeeze me in because she loves me. And I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. And she texted me last night and she was like,
hey, girl, I know our appointment's at 11, but could you come in at 9? And I was like, yeah, sure.
I can do that.
I can make it happen somehow. sure. And she was like, thank you so much. So I was like, okay, how am I going to do this? And last night, I'm really proud of myself these days because I just started teaching myself how to like mix music, like mix songs.
Yeah.
And not produce, like, no, not like the instrumentals. Like, I can't fucking build a beat. That's
not
terrifying.
Yet.
I can do like vocal mixing. And so Christelle asked me to do this cover for her. She wanted to sing a Lady Gaga cover. So I was like, yeah, just come in my stew.
Ooh.
Let's do some shit. And I was editing her vocals last night and I was getting so carried away and like obsessive about it because it's just like a new passion that I have right now. And I look at the clock and it's 4 a.m. and I'm like, ah,
bro, what have I done?
Time flies when you're having fun. I was having so much fun. I was adding like little back harmonies to her lead vocals. I was like, yay. I'll show you guys after. It's so good, actually. You too, CJ. I feel like you would appreciate it. And I was getting so carried away in the studio. And I even called her in. And she was in bed at like 4 a.m. And I was like, please listen to what I have so far. We're like listening. And she's like, oh, shit, you made me sound so crazy. This is sick. And I'm
hell
like,
yeah.
Wow, thanks. And then she was like, girl, are you going to bed soon? And that's when I was like, oh.
Yeah?
9 a.m. is creeping up.
Oof.
So I was like, yeah, all right. Cool. So I had to force myself to get off of Logic and go to bed. And I'm laying in bed and I had horrible anxiety for no reason. You know, when you're just laying in bed and your heart's just beating super fast. Mm-hmm. I'm like, really? Are you kidding me?
What the hell?
I was trying like these like meditative things in my head. I was doing deep breaths. I started counting sheep.
Damn, it was that bad.
It was
counting
sheep. Yeah, dude. I was like trying to count sheep and like focus on the sheep hopping across my vision. I was like, okay, one sheep, two sheep. Like watching it like jump from each
come on,
side
third
of my brain.
Sheep.
Yeah.
Fourth one, let's go.
Yeah. And I would like try to like color coordinate each one so my brain was like
they were
like
different colored sheep?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, shit.
Just because if it's like one white sheep, it's boring.
Yeah.
So it's like I gotta like keep my brain hyperactive.
Yeah, you gotta have a red sheep in there somewhere.
Yeah. And like, you know, with anxiety, it feels like your heart is beating fast.
Yeah.
It was in my stomach.
Are you like nervous about going home?
I think so.
Okay.
It's like a weird subconscious nervousness about going home because I'm not just going home. I'm going to my best friend Katie's son's first birthday party and there's going to be a lot of people there.
Yeah.
And everyone has to be vaccinated, of course, to go. But I'm just so nervous, bro. It's like, I don't know. I get really nervous in those types of situations.
Yeah.
Especially because, like, her little cousins and siblings, like, I've grown up with them and they love YouTube and they, like, you know, all of their friends love YouTube. So I'm just like, oh.
You're going to be on the spot for a hot second.
I just don't, you know, it's about little baby Jordan today. Not saying that it's, like, all about me, but, like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like,
you have a cool job that people want to hear about.
Yeah.
I get it.
And, like, I just kind of want to, like, blend and, hey, guys, let's celebrate. But I still want to catch them up on my life. It's just, like, I don't know. I'm, like, trying to juggle that weird pressure that I have. And it's so annoying that I have it with this family who I grew up with. And it's not them in particular. It's, like, the other people that are going to be there,
it's
I guess.
The environment, yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm just, like, weird in big crowds when I'm at home.
Yeah.
Because it's a really small town. I, like, know everyone. Anyway. And also, like, a lot of people text me from high school, and, like, I just don't respond.
Oh, shit.
Because it's just, like, I don't really know you anymore.
Yeah.
And I feel like some of those people are going to be there. So
why
didn't
you answer me?
Yeah.
Oh, God, here
and
we go.
And so it's like,
yeah.
Oh, are you just too cool now? You're in L.A.?
You're too, like, famous?
I can't. Dude, I can't.
I hate when people say that. It's like, what the fuck? No.
Do
just
you
like
know
I don't know
me?
You?
I am the most like not famous person ever trying to blend with the people who think that they are.
You know?
Yeah. No, dude, the other day I had this girl who was so mean to me in high school. I played soccer with her. She texted me the other day and asked for money.
What?
Yep. I swear to God. I told my mom. I called her immediately and was like, you will never guess who just hit me up and what they just hit me up about. And she was like, block the number, change your number, delete. I don't know.
That's awful.
It was so weird, the text too. She was just like, I don't know if you have the same number, but I'm just going to get straight to the point and just literally ask me for money. And I was like, I can't believe I even have your number saved. Like,
when was the last time you've talked to her?
I thought about it. It was 8 years since I had texted her number. Swear to God. It was
8 years.
8 years. Seven to 8 years.
8 months.
I don't know if I'm more confused that you played soccer or that she asked you for money.
I know.
That was one of the first things that we bonded about when we met.
Oh, yeah. You played soccer too?
I was a left forward bitch.
Me
left,
fucking too.
Left forward.
I need photographic evidence or else.
Oh, we'll throw some pictures in here or whatever. Soccer? I'll find some.
Soccer was my life.
Okay.
Bro.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought I was going to be like Noah Beck.
Oh, shit.
And like play professionally.
I thought I was going to be Noah Beck.
I really
thought. A D1 athlete in the building.
Sarah loves Noah Beck, in case you didn't know.
He's just a sweetheart. He's misunderstood.
He's
man.
Got a great story.
And you didn't like him at first.
Well, no, he's just shy. And I'm just like not shy. So whenever I met him the first few times, it was just so awkward. But he also didn't know me and my friends.
Not
every
you
time.
Saying that you were shy last episode.
Okay, but like.
No, I can back you up on that.
You know what I mean.
It was like every time we showed up, he was like pulling into the driveway and me and Caitlin were like awkwardly walking up it or walking down it, but we didn't know him.
Yeah.
So he's like, who are these girls coming in and out of my house?
Yeah.
Right.
And the first thing he ever said to my friend Johnny when we first started going to the Sway house was, not to be rude, but who are you?
Oh, Noah said that?
Yeah, but he didn't mean at all. He was just like, no, I live with these people. We see the same people every day. And now all of a sudden y'all move here and you're here every fucking day. Who are you and why are you here?
What else was he supposed to
say? No, I get it. It's just the way he worded it.
I'm getting like
he jumped straight to the point. I can kind of respect it.
Yeah, no, go off, Noah.
And the fact that he said not to be rude is really sweet because a lot of people would just be like, who are you? Like,
no.
So that shows that he like thought of a way to word it, but then thought it was going to be kind of rude.
Yeah.
So he
I get it.
He gave a warning.
There was a lot of intense energy at that house all of a sudden because we had just moved there and we're there every day. So
but
I get it.
Then you got to know him and then you really liked him. And I was
love
like,
Noah.
See, Caitlin, he's the best. Just give him a chance.
Great guy.
He's
great
the guy. Sweetest.
Great choice, Dixie. Go off.
Let's go, Dixie. Go off, queen.
Yes, queen.
He is such like a sweet little teenage heartthrob.
Yeah.
I just love him.
Oh, yeah.
And he's so humble and precious. Anyway, he like played soccer. And he was like gonna be professional. I just watched his podcast with Zane and Heath, and he was like talking.
He went
about
on it.
Yes,
I haven't seen that yet. How did you not
so
tell me?
Cute. It just came out yesterday, I think. I immediately, once I got that notification, I was like, "Let's."
She
go.
Dropped everything she was doing.
Yeah,
Noah Beck is on Zane and Heath. Let's go.
I'm laying in my bed in the dark with my AirPods, just like yes, finally I can listen to Noah Beck on a podcast.
That's so funny.
But he was like talking about his soccer journey. I was like, oh my god, I wish. That would have happened to me. But anyway, yeah, I played soccer. How did we get
no
here?
No fucking clue.
That spiraled really fast. You were saying that a girl texted you and asked for money that was on your soccer team.
Talking about random girls.
Right.
Anyways, just had to throw that in there because what the fuck?
What the fuck?
I don't know, man.
Did you respond?
No, I blocked her.
How much money did she ask for?
She just like asked for like 200.
What did she need it for?
Not gonna say, but like just still so weird. I don't know.
Yeah.
Girl, you get a credit card. Something.
I don't know. Just, yeah, that's my experience in that.
I thought you said get her credit card number or something. I'm like,
no, like she should get a credit card.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Well, it depends what it is.
I just text back, get a credit card.
Period.
Like, block I don't know. Her. Just so weird. I don't know her. So
yeah. That's,
anymore.
That's weird. But yeah, anyway, how did we get even there?
I don't know. Oh my god, this is what happened.
Talking about going home.
Oh, anyway, I'm nervous about going home. So I wanted to get my hair done really fresh and cute. And then I was laying there with anxiety about going home. Here we are. Here we are.
Here we go. Back on track.
And I came up with this strategy because I was like, I was laying there counting sheep. I feel really anxious still. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna like put some pressure on the anxiety. So I like put my hands across here and I was like, wait, why is the anxiety not up here? And I was like, and then I like traveled down and my anxiety was in my stomach. Like my stomach was pulsating. Like there was a heart inside of my stomach.
That's the worst.
And I was like, what? And so I was just like holding on to my stomach. And then once I applied pressure and I was still counting sheep, I fell asleep. That rhymes.
Wow.
Bro.
Good one.
Next song.
Great job. Dude, that was sick. That was sick.
She's writing a lullaby.
Yeah, baby.
Right on spot.
Yeah, baby. So, yeah, but I set my alarms for like 8:30.
For a 9 o'clock appointment?
Well, it's like 15 minutes away. Oh. So I was like, I'll just wake up and just fucking get out of here. Wake up, take my meds.
Run out the door.
Yeah, grab a Red Bull, whatever. So I set one for 8:30, 8:35, and 8:40 just in case. And
didn't wake up. Got it.
I looked at the clock right before I fell asleep and it was 6.
Oh.
So I was laying there with anxiety, counting sheep, holding my tummy for like 2 hours. And I was like, what the fuck? And then I checked the phone. It was 6. And then I fell asleep. And then I woke up today at 12:30.
Bro.
And I'm like, because this hair appointment was like meant everything to me. It meant everything to me. And that sounds so sad and stupid, but my confidence level really relies on my hair.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't care what I'm wearing. I'll wear a fucking potato sack. But if my hair looks good, I'm fine.
Yeah.
And the fact that I missed it, I was like, fuck my life. And I know that this bitch, my hair stylist, is booked. She's like double booked for a few months. So wow. I'm like, and she like texted me. She's like, hey, where are you? Like, I'm just, let's just reschedule next time. And I was like, fuck my life. And I called her immediately. Like I sprung out of bed like a spring chicken. Like I literally just like spring shot chicken. Up.
The fuck is a spring chicken?
I don't know.
I was about to ask the same thing.
I don't know. But that's just what I felt like. I just sprung up. And I was like, fuck. I called her. She didn't answer. And I was like, fuck, she hates me.
Oh, God.
She didn't hate me. She was just like working with another client. Yeah. And then she was like, oh, my God, girl, like, I'm so sorry. She apologized. I was like, no.
What?
I'm sorry. Are you kidding me? She's like, it's okay. I can book you for what she said. She said like May 13th.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, bitch. I leave tomorrow night and my hair sucks. So then I went on Google. I typed in
really
hair
quick,
special.
Your hair is kind of messed up.
Please fix me.
That would suck if you were talking about your hair.
You're amazing for that.
Yeah. It's such a contradiction.
That's what you should have done when my eyelash was all messed up in that video.
You know what? That happened before with Sarah. I don't notice. I am the most non-observant person in the world.
Thanks,
I am oblivious. I'm never going to be the one to figure it out.
I hope that you keep that in because that was perfect. Okay, I'm going to wrap this up. Basically, I called this other bitch and I called 5 other bitches.
Oh.
And all of them said that they don't work or
they
don't work, honestly. But they're busy and shit because it's like, I can't talk. I'm tongue-tied because I'm so mad. So basically, every bitch said, oh, well, since it's tomorrow morning, you know, we don't have. And then I found this one bitch all the way in Thousand Oaks.
Ooh.
That's like a 50-minute drive.
Bro.
That's like further from Calabasas. That's like past Calabasas.
Oh, you're going
right?
on a road trip now.
Yeah. And there was this one bitch who was available at 9 a.m. tomorrow. And since I'm so traumatized from missing this morning, I'm pulling an all-nighter.
How is that a good idea?
Because I woke up so late and I know myself. And it's just I can pull an all-nighter, go to this hair appointment, come back home with fresh hair, take a nap, and then leave.
Did you move your flight?
Yeah. I'm like, bitch.
That's so funny. I mean, you got to do what you have to do. I get it.
So, yeah, that was my journey today. So, but then I was like in a really upset mood all morning. And then I was like, I am not going to let. It's literally just like
it's
this
just
piece.
Yeah, I'm going to just. Like when it hits the back of the chair.
Mm.
Like that.
Okay, I'll just make sure it doesn't hit the back. Thank you.
You're
That's
amazing.
So funny. I obviously don't care about my hair that much. I didn't do it this morning. But
Because I was going to say, I was like, yeah, I had such a bad morning, but I'm just going to make sure that I look really cute today on the podcast. Doesn't do my hair. Anyway. Oh. But that's enough about me.
Well, all right.
So I have a hair appointment tomorrow, people.
Woo! And she moved her flight and everything.
And I moved my flight.
God. We can only pray that you make that one.
This is such, like, first world problems. What the fuck?
I know, but... It's what's going on.
God, it was just annoying. It was a more like a self-sabotage, like annoyance towards myself. Like, really, bitch?
Yeah.
How did you miss that? And like, I don't even remember my alarm going off.
That's the worst.
I was not here.
Did you have that little light thing that you talked about one episode with the don't worry, be happy as the sun rises? That alarm? Was that
going
on? Okay. All right.
I didn't think about putting that on.
You bought it for that reason. I know. As an alarm.
I know. I have three alarms and I only set one on my phone.
For what reason?
Why?
We know your phone alarms don't work at this point. No. I think you need a new phone.
I know. I need like seven alarms surround sound.
Yeah.
With like a speaker. I need you or Jenna to connect
get
to Bluetooth.
Get the fuck up.
Hey! It's a brand new day. Get the fuck up.
Please answer your phone.
Yeah.
I went to school with a deaf girl and
a deaf girl. Yeah. Deaf. Okay.
And she has a bed that shakes.
Whoa!
I was thinking about getting that. It's on Amazon.
Are you kidding me?
It's dude. I looked.
No
way. I know
way.
What you're talking about.
No
dude.
Way.
It's like a it's like a bed shaker.
I mean,
it's so extra. You put it under your mattress and it's like the most intense. It feels like you
an earthquake.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to wake up and scare yourself.
But that's what I need because the
fault.
The only way for your mattress to stop gyrating is if you get out of bed and you go under your mattress. You have to like flip your mattress up, take it from underneath and then turn it off. And then there's another alarm, bitch. There's another one. It's like this.
She knows all about this.
It's this fucking robot. And you place it on your nightstand. And then when it goes off, it starts, it like jumps off of your nightstand. I'm not kidding. It jumps off of your nightstand and it starts running around your room.
What?
And it's going like,
no way.
And it's running around your room and you have to get out of bed and chase it.
And I think I want that for fun.
Dude, it like hides under shit and you have to like fucking like go under your, it's insane, but it does it on purpose. It like it has like a motion detection, so it knows how to like get under shit, and you have to like chase it around your room.
What are you waiting for?
My neighbors downstairs would hate me. My neighbors would hate me for that because it's like kind of large, so it would cause a ruckus.
I just can't stop picturing Sarah.
I'm just like fuck.
Just it's, like falling out of like, bed with like the sheets on her.
You can't catch me
trying
now.
To grab it.
Try
no,
to
I
catch me
it
now.
Up. It's yeah. There's a lot of different brands, but alarm clock
what?
On wheels.
Oh my
bitch,
god!
It's a thing, and yeah. I was thinking about it, but my
or the runaway alarm clock.
The
shut
runaway
the fuck
no.
up.
This one's, they're like cute. Like, they're not like robot-y. This one is just like literally an alarm clock that is on wheels, and then like it gets louder and louder and starts running away from you so that you have to chase after
yep.
it.
Can you come show me a picture of it? I need to like,
can.
It's crazy.
I don't know if this is the one you're talking about.
It is. But. That it, because there's so many different versions of it.
I just need to know if it's matching with what I have envisioned in my head.
It wasn't what I was envisioning at all.
Yeah.
This is the one I saw.
I was not envisioning that at all.
Okay. Bro, what do you mean you weren't envisioning that?
I was envisioning like a person robot.
A
like an
person?
Actual.
I was like
I
actually
know.
Picturing like, you know those like little McDonald's toys? The dogs. The little dogs. The digital, you know, the digital dogs. Yes. That's what I was thinking. But like, it, like I just pictured one of the digital dogs from a McDonald's Happy Meal running around a room and Sarah trying to catch it. And that was enough for me.
Try to catch me now.
What were those dog speaker things? Were those eye dogs?
That's
eye
what I'm
dogs,
talking
bitch.
About. They look like robots.
And they just sit there and go back and forth.
And their eyes were like
but they played
dots,
music.
Lights.
They
played
music.
Yeah.
Oh
I think they
God.
Might have been like a speaker.
That is a runaway alarm.
They were speakers. The eye dog. Bitch, I had one. And their ears lit up. With
yes,
like, different colors on the ears.
But that's the
go.
Only visual I could get was the eye dog running around the room.
Dude, we should invent that. It God. Just barks. That would be sick.
Wow, what a way to bring eye dogs back.
Wow.
That would be iconic.
Huh. But anyway.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm figuring that out. But I did, okay, one more thing.
Go for it.
Okay. But there was this one girl who left a really great suggestion for me because she knows that I'm really bad with my time management. And she was like, so this is what I have to do every single time, you know, I'm like crunched with time. She's like, once you get out of bed, put your pants and your shoes on.
I saw that comment actually.
And I was like, what? And she was like, get out of bed or take a shower right when you get out of the shower, put your pants, shoes on, and then get your keys, your backpack, your like all your shit ready to go, because that is like the last thing usually that makes us late is just like, fuck, what shoes, what pants, you know? And so I did that today and I was on time.
Hell yeah.
So anyway.
Wow. Good God. That sucks that you letting me, but
thanks for letting me go through that journey. Yes.
No, totally fine.
First world problems, but here we are, baby.
Sharing our first world
still
problems.
Blessed. I'm still happy to be here. I look cute. I feel great.
You do. All right, guys, before we get into the rest of the episode, we just want to say thank you to Jenny Kane for sponsoring this episode of Cheers, Brother.
Whoa.
As y'all know, there's no place like home, especially when Jenny Kane is involved. From the sofa you settle into after a long day to the scent that reminds you of home, Jenny Kane turns everyday moments into something special with their home essentials, big and small, that, you know, just keep staying home, feeling a little bit more special than normal.
I'm feeling right at home, sweetheart.
Oh, really?
Yes, I am.
How so?
Because I just got sent another basil candle, baby.
Another one?
Another one.
You were just burning through those, huh?
They're so... there. Yeah, because I still have my other one, too. They both are such an amazing, homey, neutral scent. I just love it. It's not too strong, not too much. It's just my favorite scent at the moment.
Cute. Yeah. Love that. Well, other than their candle that Sarah's obsessed with, they also have timeless furniture from the cedar stump and leather safari chair to the harbor sofa and Pacific bed. They've also got pillows and throws and candles and slippers, as y'all already know. And, you know... They're all just very California-inspired. That's what makes Jenny Kane truly just so special.
Mm-hmm. Jenny Kane is made with exceptional quality, integrity, and timeless design in mind. You will absolutely love coming home to their pieces. Grounded in natural textures, inviting neutrals, Jenny Kane creates California-inspired classics for any room or mood.
So you guys can find your forever pieces at JennyKane.com, and you can get 15% off your first order when you use code CHEERSBROTHER at checkout. And for a limited time, that includes their furniture too. That's 15% off your first order at JennyKane.com. Promo code Cheers, brother.
Woo!
We love you, Jenny Kane.
Cheers, brother. We got Sydney here in the building.
Woo! I know. I mean, before we go into the other stuff, I feel like we need to let you talk for a little bit more. I want you to talk about what you do back home, especially with radio.
Take it away.
I'm like a 6-time college dropout. Woo! I backpacked when I graduated high school, and then I had the great idea that I should go to college. And I was like, really wanting to be a sorority girl? No, my mistake. I did that for maybe like a week, and I was like, nope. So then I just like kept going to school, but then like every other semester I drop out. And I dropped out again this semester.
Yeah. Love that.
So I'm like really close to graduating, but I just like don't think I have it in me.
Do you have one more year?
I think I have like 6 credits or something, just like very minimal. Okay, in my defense, I made an attempt to graduate this semester.
Okay.
But then it like turned into like this whole shit show because the classes I like was in like did not count towards my degree. So like I busted my ass for like 2 months and then they were like, yeah, these don't count. So now I'm like...
They didn't tell you before?
No, they let me go from January until March. So like now I was at the point where I'm like, I don't even like school to begin with. And like now I'm just done.
Yeah.
Why? So, I feel like that's such a common thing with counselors.
I feel like my school is just so big that they just like don't keep track of everyone. But this morning, as Caitlin was trying to convince me to do more erratic behavior,
there you go.
I dropped all my summer classes. So like
you did.
What?
Like, actually?
I literally went online this morning. Yeah, when you were editing, went on my school website and I clicked all of them. I said, drop.
You said, wow. No, it's hot girl summer, baby.
No, I can't do it. I'm just not cut out for school.
That's okay.
No.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out. Yeah. I always do. I've always pulled it off.
Wait, but you said you have 6 credits left or?
Yeah, something like that.
How many do you need? I don't know anything
about
anything.
You need like 120.
So you can do that at any
time. No, but see, it's like, but the only classes I need are like studying like a foreign, not a foreign language, but like a foreign culture.
Mm.
And I just don't have the, like, brain power or the will to, like, sit and watch, like, film on a different country.
Girl, you went through so much this year in general.
Right. Like, yeah. I just think I'm going to take another break and I'll figure it out.
You can finish at any time.
Right. There's no school's not going anywhere.
You have 6 credits left.
Right.
You'll be fine. You can do that whenever.
My parents, I think, are, like, ready to kill me because I, like, moved out here briefly. Yeah. For, like, what, 4 months?
Yeah, she lived with me, for those who also don't know that. She lived with me from October to December. It was way too short, but...
Well, I, like, I was in school, and I, like, randomly came out here, and the second my plane hit the ground, Caitlin texted me and was like, hey, like, what do you feel about, like, moving to LA? Like, I have an extra room, like...
For 2 months.
Yeah, and I thought about it for 2 seconds and PayPal'd her the deposit, like, right after. And then...
Iconic.
Wasn't in school again. Yeah, and now... So I moved back, but...
Why did you move out here again?
I moved out here because I wasn't in school. Got it. Like, I just was, like, tired of being there, and I needed a new change. I'm, like, always on the move. Like, even, like, when I was at school, I moved houses frequently.
Mm.
I, like, have to stop doing that, I think.
Yeah, you're about to move again. New environment.
Yeah, I am moving again. Yeah, I moved on June 1st.
And I'm like, I need you to move to LA with me this fall. My lease is over.
I'm working on it. I'm like moving to, I live in Minneapolis right now, and now I'm moving to St. Paul.
No idea where
I have no rhyme or reason to anything I do.
In my head, it was just like a map and a bunch of like dots trying to connect. Where the fuck is St. Paul?
How far?
It's like 10 minutes from my house now.
Oh.
Because they call it the Twin Cities, you know? Like,
no idea.
Okay, yeah. You guys, you ignore the Midwest, and it's a beautiful place. Now Caitlin's trying to get me to come back out here.
Sure am.
You need to.
It doesn't take much to convince me to do anything.
Yeah, I'm really good at convincing people. It's kind of bad.
Wait, sorry. Why are you moving to St. Paul? Just because you need a new change?
Yep. And I want to live with new people. I'm just jumping ship.
How do you... So do you know people out there already?
Yeah, I've lived there for like 3 years. So like I have a pretty good friend group.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm happy there. I like it there. Okay. But then I come out here and it's... Caitlin just... I, like, think I'm happy with my life, and then she, like, just spews things. I'm like, wait, maybe I'm not happy with my life.
Yeah. Maybe you need to come join forces with me.
And both. See, now we're right back to square one.
Yep.
There
we're
going to
be back here for a minute. But you also do radio out there, so this is not your first rodeo.
No, yeah. I worked for iHeartRadio for a hot minute.
Yeah.
Like, for, like, 2 years, and then the pandemic hit, and then they, like, furloughed us or whatever. And I was like, cool, my job's going to come back in 2 weeks.
Right.
And then, like, they furloughed us again. And I'm like, sick, see you guys in October. And then they called in October, and they're like, hey, you're done. Like, you're laid off. So I lost my job. Well, there was no concerts or anything. Yeah. So I, like, talked on air a few times and then did, like, a bunch of promotional stuff. And then they cut that all out. But now I still go on, and I do, like, the morning show in Minneapolis and just, like, pop in and talk about... Well, okay, my segment was supposed to be college life,
that was your iHeartRadio segment.
Yeah, was talking. It's called like This Week on Campus.
Oh my god!
And I like
am
not on campus.
Oh, no.
This and week so, not on campus.
Literally on 2 weeks ago, I came in and I'm like, yeah. So they're like, we have U of M senior, like she's graduating in May, and like I had to like cut them off, and I was like, yeah, I'm not graduating in May, but like maybe December. Like,
yeah,
we'll see. But
next year.
Maybe next year, maybe when I'm like 27.
Maybe when I'm 46.
I'll figure it out. I'll get that piece of paper.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I invested a lot of money into it, and I'm going to get the piece of paper. I don't really need it, but I'm going to get it.
Yes. Just for your own satisfaction.
Right.
Yeah.
Literally.
Just to make it all feel worth it, huh?
Hell yes. God. So wait, what were you doing before on iHeartRadio? Were you also like a morning host? Before
no,
you got fired, or not fired. But like,
I
you know
pretty
I mean.
Much got fired. No, I like popped in on the morning show and just like did my own little bit. And I did like some overnight stuff like on our overnight show. So like no one like really probably listened to me. But, like it was just practice because like I like talking. I like being on air. But then it all came to a screeching halt because I got laid off. But like my main job was like going to concerts and like we'd run like cool little contests and do like meet and greets and stuff for artists.
For iHeart?
Yeah. Oh, it was a ton of fun. It was like my dream job.
Who
you know?
Did you get to like meet and see.
Well, my like dream, like I have been going to Jingle Ball.
Oh,
like,
oh, since I was, bring
like,
that up.
That's what I'm saying. Like Jingle Ball, like for us is like huge. Like that was what we all looked forward to. Okay. And I went every year since like sixth grade. So then like when I started working there, it was like I got to be behind the scenes and like literally that was like our big main project for like months at a time. That was my favorite. So I met like a lot of cool people. Like, imagine, like Halsey, the Chainsmokers, like Bozzy, 5 Seconds of Summer, like people I like listened to growing up, and then they're like right in front of my face.
Imagine like little you just knowing that
literally
you
the
would be
first
doing
Jingle Ball I worked,
I
cried because I was like thinking about like just like looking at the crowd. I was like, I was that kid, aww, like in the crowd, like thinking this is like the coolest thing ever. And like then I got to put on that like experience for other people, and it was just the best.
So full circle.
Yeah, it that literally was magical. Completely full circle.
That is magical.
Yeah.
So you got your job back?
No.
Yeah, what?
No.
Well, I mean, you still, you're working.
Yeah, well, I don't get paid anymore. So that's like they still do the segment. And so like I go in the morning. That was like literally, I was going to take an earlier flight out here so I had more time, but I had to be on the radio. So I just do my segment now for fun, and mm-hmm, I still have fun doing it.
Cool.
Got to keep the skills sharp, you know?
Yeah. It's good practice.
Yeah, so we'll see where that goes. I love radio.
Yeah, and to have, like, a reel for if you, you know, had some, like, a anything someday that you were like, here's all my experience, even though you're not getting paid for it, it still works.
Yeah. Right. Like, I can totally put something together.
Yeah.
I'm adding this to my resume, too.
Yeah, here you go.
Brother podcast, baby. Hell yeah.
No, that's awesome.
Wait, so how do you all know each other? How'd you meet?
My favorite story in the whole fucking world.
No. Okay.
Do you know where we met?
TanaCon?
Yes.
Yeah.
No,
we're working TanaCon.
No, you keep saying that we met at TanaCon. Because
I have no recollection of meeting you at Playlist
Live.
Were you
like blackout?
Like probably.
That's so that disappointing. Sense. We were like internet friends. Like I feel like we followed each other on social media, like just like nonchalantly.
Yeah.
But we met at Playlist, like in a hallway. I forgot, like, what, like, I don't know if we were going to a party or something,
yeah,
but, like,
I was black.
I was definitely drunk.
That's just so sad. We, like, ran up to each other, and it looked like a creator-to-fan experience. Like, we were, like, screaming bloody murder in the hallway. Like,
I believe you. I just also have a horrible memory,
we were
so I do not
excited.
Remember that. Plus, alcohol.
That playlist was actually, like, 3 years ago today.
Like this weekend. Yeah. Oh my god, my roommate was sending me videos of me blacked out at Playlist this morning. That's what I woke up to this morning. It's her sending me videos of me on the floor
drunk.
You
hate to see that.
I was like, what?
So you don't remember our first great, so you remember TanaCon.
I'm sorry.
Out of everything you can remember, you remember TanaCon. Mm.
How can I forget it?
You're
how
right.
How can I fucking forget that?
I went to
that?
Therapy for 8 months after that.
Yeah. You're still in therapy for it, I'm sure. Like,
it does come up quite often.
We're all in therapy for it.
Oh my
honestly.
God.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Well, we did meet at TanaCon. And
you were working TanaCon.
Oh, I worked. Yeah.
You definitely saw her.
I worked TanaCon. I probably saw you. I didn't know you then. But yeah, me and Caitlin met at TanaCon. Obviously, as we all know, TanaCon did not end on good terms for me, for
or
her,
me, or anyone else,
for anyone.
Did it end good
for like
any
the 5,000 people stuck outside in the burning? It ended well for
no one.
No,
sorry, the 35,000 people.
35,000,
right?
I think there's like actually like YouTube clips of me being like, "Hey guys, it's canceled. There's 20,000 people outside," because I was relaying information that I was told. So now, like, forever, it'll go down in history of me on a microphone telling people there's 20,000 people inside.
And everyone's just like,
oh my gosh. It was
running away.
A horrible experience. Someone stole my phone.
What?
During the thing, they took my phone out of my pocket. I mean, there was, like, moms, like, hitting my shins, like, stealing shit. I was, like,
hitting your
beating
shins?
You up.
Hitting your shins.
I'm not joking.
Specifically her shins.
Just coming
I was standing
you
on a table.
The hell out of your
I
shins.
I was standing on a table. There's, like, video footage of me, like, crying. Anyway, enough about my trauma from this event. I traumatized Caitlin during this event.
Yeah.
Because I was told to just
yell at me.
86 Caitlin from everything. And at this point in time, I had to do what I was told because I didn't know what to do. I had no other defense.
Yeah, I don't even remember what you yelled at me about on the phone. I think I have a video of you yelling somewhere in my camera.
I would love to see.
I was going to say, we don't have to unleash that. It's definitely somewhere in my camera because it was so bad that I was like, with my friend, I was like, can you record this? Like, what is this girl yelling at me about right now? Honestly, I do not remember it now. Yeah.
But I mean, I was stressed and I was on a dog leash. Like, my hands were tied. Like,
yeah.
Actually. And I, like, did not, I didn't really know Caitlin. Yeah.
No,
really, Caitlin didn't know
now.
Me either because she forgot about me. But
what was, why did you yell at her?
I like don't remember the specifics. I don't, but I just like the guilt of that event in general, I just like lived with for the months to follow.
Yeah.
And finally I texted Caitlin because like I followed Caitlin for so long and I think we still followed each other.
Yeah, we did.
After, and I like, I was like, she's still so cool. Like, aww, we have so much in common. Like, we need to be friends. So I just like text her and was like, hey.
You literally started it off being like, listen, man, I've been in therapy for so long over this. Like, can I just please get all this shit off my chest?
And it
was like,
sounds so dramatic that like a social media event put me in therapy. But like,
dude, I can't. I went to TanaCon as like a creator and I still was fucked up after. I can't imagine working.
I will never forget that as long as I live.
Oh, yeah.
Which just sounds so dumb. It's a social media event of just, which, I mean, it's great.
You
were like
Dr. Phil, bitch. Can you say that?
I don't really know. I don't know what's going on with
that. That this morning.
No, I have no idea what's going on about that. The commercials for the episode have aired.
What?
They have. I saw it on Twitter, but none of us have seen it, and we haven't heard anything from the producers.
So she went on Dr. Phil because of the TanaCon experience.
Are we allowed to say that?
Can't you think
because there's commercials out?
The commercials aired because people were tweeting about it and they were
okay,
like,
okay, so it's out.
Yeah, so it's out there. So
is Dr. Phil in person like dead inside?
Okay, I had the privilege of sitting right next to him.
Okay. Oh.
I thought it was like a hologram. Like, I could not comprehend that this guy is like actually real.
Yep.
Super nice guy.
Is he nice?
Super. Yeah. He seems really genuine. Like, he's like in it to like actually help people. But like, Dr. Phil has been on since I feel like I was like in the womb. Like,
yeah.
I feel like I came out of the womb and Dr. Phil was already on TV, which is probably an exaggeration. But you know what I mean?
No, I don't think
it
is.
Seeing him like in the flesh, I'm like, oh my God, you're real.
You're a real human. Like,
yeah.
I touch you.
I like didn't touch him because pandemic.
Right.
But I wanted to. I asked the producers. I'm like, can I make a TikTok with him?
Oh my God.
Like, I don't do TikTok, but he goes on TikTok all the time.
Oh yeah. Yeah. He took over TikTok for a hot second.
He's a big TikTok guy. Big TikTok guy.
For you pages. It's probably just like psychology shit.
Or just like stupid shit like slime.
Yeah. Maybe he's really into slime.
It's gonna be something that like is just completely off the rails.
Yeah,
but he's real, he's nice.
He confuses the fuck out of me, man, because
you just
like
can't read him.
No, you can't. And you like, even on the show, like it was like, is he on our side or is he on the opposing side? And it also makes me nervous because I actually in one of the college classes that I did take and that I did complete, I took a reality TV class.
There you go.
But we went over Dr. Phil and like other reality shows of like how they just like cut and edit footage like how they want. Mm-hmm. So now like every night I lay in bed and I'm like, there's going to be a Dr. Phil episode airing of me. I don't know if they're going to cut my sentences and like, like, what are they going to do to me?
Because the producers and Dr. Phil have a narrative.
Yeah.
And they need it to fit that
narrative. That's there was like also a girl from my hometown that just went on Dr. Phil. And like, I haven't had a chance to catch up with her yet. Like, I don't really know her.
What the fuck, dude?
Like, why is my town just,
just gravitating
the face of
Dr. Phil?
That's like not something to be proud of, but she went on and she like wrote on Facebook like, this is not an accurate description of me.
Wow.
Like, and now I'm literally reading her post. I'm like, please God, like,
well, you heard what happened with Bad Baby, right?
She just made $1 million a day on OnlyFans. So
well, Dr. Phil sent her to that one ranch for troubled children.
Oh, I didn't hear about
I'm
that.
I'm not familiar with that story.
No.
So right after her Dr. Phil episode aired, the Cash Me Outside shit, he sent her to this one ranch out in, I think Ohio or Idaho or something. And she had to go to this fucking ranch for months and it was really abusive. She was like super traumatized from the whole experience. Like, the people that run that place are just horrible people. Like, they like neglect, they wouldn't let her eat
food at some point, and they like didn't give her like an actual bed to sleep in, and she had to like work for these really small privileges. It's like this weird behavior ranch thing that Dr. Phil just sends all of the troubled kids to, but Dr. Phil has no idea what actually goes on there. Like some really fucked up dark shit
a cult.
Yeah, and like Bad Baby is like speaking out about it right now, and she said that one of the kids that went at the same time as her killed one of the camp counselors while she was there.
And this, like, isn't public information?
Well, now it is because she's, like, talking about it.
But no one has brought this up before.
No. And Dr. Phil still promotes the place because I think that they work together and they have been for years. And that's just where Dr. Phil sends all the troubled kids. But he has no idea what happens there. Like, some really fucked up shit goes on, that because it's like out in the middle of nowhere. It's like there's no civilization whatsoever. It's like out in the middle of fucking nowhere. And so these counselors are like older white people who just like want to abuse kids for fun, I guess, or no reason.
It's that what she's speaking out and saying? That's so scary. I've never heard that.
Wait, how does he have like the power to just send someone somewhere?
Right, like do people's parents like sign off on it if they're like a minor?
Okay. Yeah, the parents have to consent to it and they like sign the paperwork. But she has, but Bad Baby has like a lot of resentment towards her mom because her mom agreed that she goes there, and now she's fucked up and traumatized, and she's speaking about it now. It's been like years later since that trauma happened, but she's finally like processing it.
Yeah, and I feel like that was like 5 years ago when
she
was
talking about it.
She made YouTube videos about it, and damn, she was on Instagram Live like talking about the really specific fucked up things that happened to her and like what happened to other kids. And it's really,
that's really, really, really sad.
Yeah. And like she's trying to like start this whole thing to like get that place shut down. It's kind of like the Paris Hilton documentary, if you watched that.
Yeah, I did.
Where she got sent away to something similar to that. It's like for kids that have behavior problems, but then it's just like this really fucked up actual like jail.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's, yeah, so that's why, because like I was
Poor a bad baby
I was yeah. a Dr. Phil stan before I heard about that, and then I'm just like, I don't know, that really messed me up that he just didn't even do the research to
of like where he's sending
of
people.
Where he's sending these vulnerable little kids who just have a lot of trauma and just don't know how to deal with their emotions. They just send them to this random ranch where their trauma and fucked up emotions get even worse and bigger. Like, that's where I'm like, Dr. Phil, bro.
That's awful.
Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah, I didn't have anything like that happen. Yeah, thank God.
You're like, he was great to me.
Yeah.
The only bad thing that really happened is they were putting me in some questionable outfit choices.
What? Wait, they chose your outfits?
Yeah. Like, I didn't get to pick what I wore. What? They did my hair and makeup, and I don't wear makeup. So, like, they did my makeup, and I'm like, yeah, I look good. Like, this is going to be the best ever. And then they took me to the wardrobe room, and I'm like, oh, my God, I look like a fourth grade art teacher.
Not a fourth grade.
But the other girl who went on me looked like a paper boy. Yeah, but they, like, ended up changing. Like, we could tell them if we didn't like it or not.
Yeah.
But I finally found an outfit that I was, like, okay with. Mm-hmm. But, like, this is national television we're talking about.
I didn't know there was a wardrobe room.
Yeah, they pick your outfits. They had a whole, like, I mean, they kind of, like, scope you out because, like, the process of going on Dr. Phil is, like, you do a bunch of, like, interviews with different people and you do, like I don't know, like, interviews and, like, B-roll and stuff.
Yeah.
But then when you, like, actually get there, they, like, kind of feel out your vibe and then they have, like, a whole wardrobe, like, that you could, like, pick from. But there's, like, someone there dressing you.
Interesting.
Just for the show. I did my B-roll, I'm like, you guys got me all wrong. Like, when that airs, you got to come right back. I'm going to have to bounce back. It's bad.
You are nothing. Like,
it hasn't aired yet. They told me that it was going to air in November or like October, November.
And it's about to be May.
It's like May. So I'm holding on to hope. Like, let's just keep that under the rug. Not because I don't want the story to be shared, but because I don't need anyone to see me dressed like that.
Yeah,
it's not my style.
You are not a fourth grade teacher.
No.
No,
not at all. And I don't wear skinny jeans anymore.
They put you in skinny jeans?
Damn.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
That was like right when skinny jeans were going out the door. Me on national television in skinny jeans.
No, damn. Not were they like what color?
Oh, they were skinny jeans. They were in black.
Okay.
But they were like tight.
They put you in like neon pink.
Oh my god!
I used to wear those too.
The white Hollister tank top. Yeah. Dude, that was my
the neon
outfit.
Pink skinny jeans with like the 3D glasses with the lenses popped out.
Yep, I had every skinny jean color you could ever imagine. I had like teal, pink, yellow,
the checkered ones.
I did have the checkered ones.
Those were nuts with the like the high top Converse or like the knee high Converse.
The knee high Converse. My mom never let me wear those.
My mom was really skeptical about getting me them, but I begged her. I was like crying. Please, I need these. They're so sick. Those were fucking dope. Let's wrap this up with just, you know, how Hawaii was for you.
Hawaii was great. I needed it more than I realized. I knew I needed it so badly to go there for my literal mental health. But yeah, I had some shit happen to me there that I'm still just like, I've got a long way of figuring a few things out. I'll go more into detail about things soon. I mean, I just got back, so I don't know. Just every time I go there, I rethink my whole life and just, it's just weird. I finally feel connected with myself when I'm out there and I get to think clearly because the lifestyle out there is so different. And yeah, I lived there before and like it had its pros and cons and it still does, you know, you're never going to be 100% satisfied with anything you do in life. It's just like, you always find something to complain about, you know? But one thing that I did love about being there is just everything just feels still and you feel so off the grid. And I don't know, I really just got to think about a few things and
just like what you need to make differently in your life.
Yeah.
Like the changes that you need to make and like what
for myself
actually make you happy, you know?
Exactly. So I think I started a long journey out there that, I don't know, it's so hard to even word right now because I just don't want to go into it, but
you don't have to.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not gonna, but I'm just saying, like, I am just so grateful that I finally got to go out there, and how long I had to wait to go back was just, it was worth all of it because I struck gold mentally while being there. So
because LA is so chaotic and there's so much going on where you don't even have like the room to think really about like what you need to be doing.
Yeah.
And then when you go out to Hawaii, it's just so calm, like the vibe is completely different from LA, and it kind of just kind of forces all these things. And also, you did a drug.
Yep,
I enhanced.
I took shrooms while I was out there. I did chocolate shrooms. Sarah hyped me up about it because right before I went, I saw one of my friends. She was doing like a Q&A on Instagram. My friend Indy Blue, absolutely love her.
Woo.
We need to have her on here at some point because she's just fucking amazing. But she posted this thing about how shrooms was helping her with some things in her life. And she was just talking about how it bettered her life. And I was like, Sarah, should I just like do it when I'm out there? Like even like a tiny bit. And we had a full conversation about it. And then I ended up doing it.
Woo.
And the day that I did that, God, it was just, it was so good until it was bad. So I don't know, I really,
that's a Kehlani album.
Oh yeah.
It was good until it wasn't.
Yeah, that pretty much. But yeah, I don't know, it was fun. I didn't take that much, so I didn't really like get to experience the full thing because I'm like scared to push my limit on that stuff just because I know that you have to be in like an amazing mental state going into it.
Yeah,
so I knew that I could only take a little bit, but I did.
I'm happy that.
That
you did kind of micro dose it.
Yeah,
because if you did a lot of it, it would have been so overwhelming.
We would have had a different story, but
we can, since we don't have much time, next episode, let's touch on, you know, your experience with mushrooms for the first time,
baby. I'm being crazy.
I haven't been wanting Caitlin to do psychedelics, but like,
we've recommended it for a while.
I was just like, hey,
you might like this.
You might.
Yeah.
Especially if you're in Hawaii.
Yeah, what other better place to do them at compared to like my backyard or some shit? No thanks.
Yeah, no. Oh my God, you would have a meltdown.
Oh God, I would. I don't even know what I would do.
But oh my God, I can't wait to get into that next time. Guys, get ready.
I know.
It's a journey.
It is a journey and one that I'm still figuring out.
Yeah. And just, and I'll talk about my first time doing psychedelics because that was a fucking, woo!
Yeah.
It's like the best story ever.
Where were you again?
I was in Eugene, Oregon.
Oh, love that.
Eugene.
tropical.
Not at all. Well, I mean, it's pretty, but it's like a college town. It was like Will's college town. I got
College town.
Sydney.
Yeah.
I got the acid from him.
Like, oh my God.
He's the one who hooked it up for me, my friends. But it's such a funny story, and I want to tell that next time. Yeah. But I can't wait to hear about your mushrooms experience.
Ah, yeah, that'll be next time.
God.
Yeah,
we can go in depth on that for sure.
We will, but
next time is our trippy episode. We can wear like trippy outfit. God, ew.
I'm down for that. And you'll also have your home experience to talk about. I can't wait to hear about how this goes and your hair and everything.
Oh, man.
God, I wish we had more time right now to talk so badly. But yeah, so that's just us hyping you up for next episode, I guess, because we do have to end here. We're going to go out to eat now. I'm going to go to a Hawaiian restaurant and have a fucking mental breakdown, probably. Let's go.
But we're going to help her through it, ladies. Woo! We're going to hold her hand.
I'm fine.
Sip a margarita. There's going to be a tiki. What is it? There's like a performance, right?
Okay, so
heartbreaking news for you, Sarah.
I hate to announce it, but
it's a performance.
They normally have luau's on Wednesdays. They switched it to Sundays. Today's fucking Wednesday as we're filming it. I know.
Are
Hey, dude, I will make it up to you and I will stand up there and perform.
Let's get coconut bras.
I will figure it out. Yes, of course we can.
Let's I'm sure go to they have costumes City. In the back. We have it under control.
Yeah, we can just ask to borrow them.
It's a wardrobe room, I'm sure.
Yeah, they've got one.
Okay. I'm down. Let's get a fucking coconut bra. Let's go up and
Shake our ass. Yes.
We can.
We can and we will.
It's hot girl summer, baby.
It feels like the middle of the summer already. It's still April. Is that just a me thing? It feels like it's June. I don't know why.
I know. But we're like at the home stretch.
Yeah. I feel like this month is just like things are opening back up and like it's like warmer. So we're like whatever. But it's like then it kind of went back to being colder. And now it's like, what month is it?
Yeah. Who fucking knows, man?
I don't know. But
thank you guys so much for watching.
Thank you, Sydney, for joining.
Thank you for having me as your first guest.
God,
what a treat.
I know.
Love it.
That was fun, though.
That was so fun.
This was great.
And the girlies are going to love you.
Yes. You'll be back next week before you know it.
Yep.
That's like not a joke, though.
She's like, so I moved in with Caitlin.
I know. Literally.
Send her a deposit right now.
Come on, girl.
We build bunk beds.
Yeah.
You've got my Apple Pay.
Like Big Bear.
Oh my God. When we went to Big Bear earlier this year.
We went to Big Bear and we were all sleeping in bunk beds.
And we almost burned the house down.
Yeah.
Yeah. God. Sorry, guys.
Can never forget.
My suitcase almost caught on fire because I put it against the heater and it burned a hole through the entire thing.
Yeah. All she said was, my favorite suitcase, as if the whole house didn't almost just go up in flames.
I know.
Such a cool suit. Y'all remember the suitcase,
the
right?
The suitcase was pink holographic.
Pink glitter. Pink was it holographic?
I think,
it was so cool. Yeah.
You know what? The worst part about that trip was, I was fully convinced that we were going to continue to go back and ski very often, that I bought goggles and like a head mask thing and gloves. We never went back. It's May now.
We'll go back.
Yeah, what, in the winter of 2024?
We can ski down the dirt.
We can.
I mean, after my experience, you two are on your own.
You can get lost.
I'm not going back.
She had a difficult time.
I mean, I'll go back and hang in the cabin and drink the wine. And
yeah.
I felt so bad. Bitch, okay, one more thing before we wrap up. The fact that we went to the ski rental shop and you were debating on, like, if you wanted to snowboard or ski.
I just wanted to try something new.
I was like, Sydney, I think that since you've skied before, you should do skiing. And you're like, I don't know. I kind of want to snowboard. I'm like, oh, girl. And then we were at the ski rental place. And then you said to the guy, you're like, I'm going to snowboard. And then I was like, fuck. I'm like, this is not going to be a good day for her. And then you were like, actually, I'm going to ski. And I'm like, okay.
Okay, well, either way, nothing was going to go well for me. Yeah. So I was picking the lesser of the evil because I was going to suffer no matter what.
Snowboarding looks like it would be easier, though. So I'll give you that. I thought it was the first time I ever skied. I was like, Mom, I'm just going to go snowboarding. She's like, no, that's harder. I was like, Mom, I don't think you know what you're talking about. It looks easier.
I just can't get over just me laying on the side of the mountain. Like, I could not. My ski was twisted behind my back. And Sarah's trying to pull me up as, like, people were just going around us. And you're just filming it.
Well, I'm like, YouTube, let's go.
I was like down, and then I don't hear you coming behind me, and I was like, what? And I turn around, and you're just like stuck. You're like laying there. Your skis are all twisted. I was like, fuck.
I feel like my foot was like literally touching my head. Like it was that discombobulated.
And remember, I was like trucking up the mountain. I was like scooting.
You finally
up.
Got to me. We got my one ski off so we could stand up. But it was you that was just filming it.
Well, okay. I was way too far away to even attempt to come up. Because you guys were up the hill. So I was like, well, I'm going to just sit here and film this because this is hilarious.
David Dobrik ass filming the drama.
I'm like, ah. God
damn. No care in the world. Oh, but I lived to tell the tale.
I just didn't get there.
That was fun. Yeah. That was fun.
What a time.
We almost like invited boys over from Tinder.
Oh my God.
Crazy. Connor.
Connor. I think about him often.
This guy that she
I send him to the group chat like once a month and I'm like, do you guys remember him?
Yeah, we haven't forgotten Sydney. Thanks.
And then for the next wait, did we go 2 days or just one?
We skied once.
I think we went one night.
No.
Did we go 2 nights?
You found Connor the night before we went skiing. And then remember we were on the mountain and you were like, is that Connor?
Right. I was convinced it was Connor. And then you walked up closer. Was not.
40-year-old man with a beard.
I had the heart knows what it wants. And it wanted Connor.
Remember who I saw?
Connor, if you're out there.
Remember when I saw Lele Pons?
Oh, yeah. Lele Pons was just
and you were
mountain.
Like, I think I just saw Lele Pons. And we were like, yeah, okay. And then we went on her Instagram story, and she's, like, in this, like, Big bougie Bear. Snowsuit.
She's, like, skiing.
She's like, I'm at Big Bear. And we were like, yeah, Kayla was lying. Yeah.
Like a Louis Vuitton snow outfit.
It
like,
was,
hey, guys.
It was a great lip. Outfit. I'll give her that.
It was, yeah, she looked cute. But, like, I don't know how you could tell. She was, like, in goggles
Dude,
and the whole
thing. I don't know. I feel like it was her butt and her hair.
You could see the butt.
But also, everyone on the mountain kind of looked like they were, like, there to, like, snowboard.
Or
like,
take Instagram pictures.
Her outfit was way too bougie. Like, she stuck out. Yeah.
She wasn't wearing snow pants. That's how I knew.
She wasn't
Dude,
wearing
she was
snow
wearing,
pants.
Like, nylon white pants. Not nylon. Like, leather white pants
they
or some
were
shit.
Leather.
I swear. I feel like they were white pants, and she had, like, a red top. And I was like, okay, that girl looks like she's straight from L.A.
And they were tight.
Yeah. And I'm out here looking like the abominable snowman.
We just
so look
like dudes.
Yeah. What are we doing?
You were wearing a literal hockey jersey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, it was not a hockey jersey.
Dude,
fuck
you.
It
was the Bruno Mars hockey jersey.
Yeah. Put some respect on it.
Okay. A Bruno Mars hockey jersey. But that one kid was like, yeah, I love hockey.
The Starbucks guy. Can I just say this really quick?
Yes.
When we went to Starbucks right before we went to the mountain, and I was just like, oh, yeah, I look cool. And I go up to the Starbucks guy. He was so cute. And I was paying for my Starbucks. And he was like, oh, I really like your jersey. And I was like, thank you. And then he was like, yeah, I like love hockey. I'm like a huge fan. And then he was like, what team is that? He's like, I've never seen that jersey before. I was like,
24 karat magic?
24 karat, yeah.
He's like, what?
Team Bruno.
Mr. Mars, go
team,
him.
Yeah, Team Mars. Team out of planet Earth.
Yeah.
Bruno Mars is on a different fucking planet, baby. Bruno Mars has got his own league.
Dude, as he should. But I wanted to say really fast, everyone keeps sending me that Bruno's performing in Vegas this summer. And I sent Sarah that the second he announced it the other day. And I can't wrap my head over the fact that my last concert before all of this was Bruno in Vegas with you.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I mean, I guess technically I was just at a concert 2 weeks ago, but the first, like, structured concert that I'm probably going to go back to, it's going to be Bruno in Vegas again. Like, let's fucking go.
Full circle moment, baby.
That was like, the first thing you said when you woke up this morning. You were like, I missed Bruno Mars tickets.
Oh, because I thought I missed the presale this morning, and I was like, it's 11:30, but it's tomorrow.
Period.
I'll be up. I'll be up. Don't you worry.
I'll be
we'll
up
set
too.
An alarm.
I'm gonna get your hair all-nighter. Done. Yeah. Oh, you can help me on Ticketmaster. Let's go.
Pulling an all-nighter.
Fuck yeah.
Oh my God, that's gonna be crazy.
I'm so excited.
The universe is nuts.
It's working in some weird ass ways right now, but
last concert's Bruno, first back is Bruno.
What the hell is going on, man?
Bruno is just like woven into our hearts.
I know.
I love him. Wait, does that mean that the album will be out by then?
Well, it's just him performing. It's not like Silk Sonic. So I'm like, what is he doing? Why is he doing that? I feel like he's under contract because remember last year we went to one of the last shows and he still had a residency he had to finish and he didn't get to finish it. So now I feel like he's like, here we go. We'll just do it now.
Right, right.
But
right,
still
right.
kind of weird. Just make it Silk Sonic. It's still you. I don't fucking know.
You
Here's some packs. Have him come.
He'll go.
He'll make an appearance.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
I don't know.
But yeah, thank you guys for watching.
That's it for today.
Get ready for next episode. It's going to be fun and trippy.
Woo!
I'll try to wear something more psychedelic than this.
I'll find something fun in my closet. But yeah, thank you, Sydney, again for coming.
Thank you, Sydney.
Thank you for having
incredible
me. Friend. You're amazing.
You're the best.
Happy to be here.
Yes.
And you did so great. You're such a natural.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
Good such job.
I know that pained you to say.
Just gritting my teeth. Good job, Sydney.
By the time y'all are watching this, I'm going to be in Oregon. Mm-hmm. So wish me luck.
Best of luck, dude. You got this. You'll be fine.
I know. I will. All right. You can watch Cheers Brother on any streaming service known to man.
Mm-hmm.
Every single Friday for the audio version and every Sunday for the video version.
Yep. It's that simple. And we will see you next time for another fun episode. Woo! Yay! Love you guys. I'm going to get drunk now. So
let's get drunk, baby. Woo!